Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Brian Sexton with Jaguars linebacker Dan Skuda. What's on your knee?
Just a little turf burn. It's actually from the Patriot game, but actually stuff like that tends to come up every week now that you...
Just part of life in an NFL season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They talk all the time about how you better get used to a little bit of pain. No one's 100%. That really is true.
Yeah, I mean, throughout my entire career, especially at certain positions, linebacker, you're going to be beat up, you know, with different things. You're using everything, shoulders, you know, knees, back, everything. So it's going to be rough, but that's part of being a pro is being able to prepare every week and get through the aches and pains.
All right, you folks know the deal. Five topics. Here we go. Number one, vintage. You're a throwback guy. I mean, do you fullback in your career, linebacker, inside, outside, special teams. Talk about the mentality that it takes to make it in this league.
Really, when I came out, I really wanted to play NFL football. And I knew coming out of college, you know, I played well in college, had a good college, went to a great college with Grand Valley State. But just knowing coming out that it's going to be harder, I just prepared that way all the way. Like, all right, it's not going to come easy. You got to do this. You got to do that. I learned how to long snap. I've never long snapped before. I learned how to do that. Learned how to play some fullback, caught the ball all the time just to practice that up. And really, it's really helped me throughout my career because now, I got pretty good hands. I can catch the ball well because of all the fullback stuff. I played D-line. I got good hands for pass rushing. Played linebacker. I can do all the things with coverage. So really, it just helps. You know, the more you can do is a kind of something that they say throughout the NFL. But really, it just builds your resume as a person and as a player and getting better in this league. Yeah.
Up next is prosperity. You've gone from Division II, Grand Valley State, 52-2,
yes.
Right? Undrafted, to unrestricted free agent, where you got a contract that paid you handsomely. Talk a little bit about the process. You talked about doing whatever it took to when you get to sign that contract that pays you for all of your effort. What was that moment like?
The signing of
through the process and getting to that moment where
you
see the check.
The process was, I knew it was going to be hard. Like I said, I prepared for it to be hard, but it was harder than I expected. Just because when you go into a place, I know myself, I know I can play football, you know. But you go into a place and they don't see you like that, you know. The Bengals didn't see me as a guy that could really play for them. They just, you know, gave me a shot, which I appreciated. But they didn't necessarily think I was a guy. So I go in there. And, you know, kick butt, you know, keep doing what I do. And it's hard because you start out at a low level because they just don't believe in you yet. So I build that up. Then I go to San Fran. They don't really believe in me, you know, at first. And I build that up and I play some defense and I play really well. And now I come here and, you know, I think I'm still developing a role here that they didn't really know I could pass rush as well or whatever it is, you know. So it happens the whole way. I guess that's just kind of the way things have gone for me. And, you know, I'm just seeing myself as a guy that's a fighter. You know, I thought I was going to get drafted. Didn't get drafted, so I don't think most people would probably do this, and I haven't really told many people, but first thing I did when I was a free agent, I was like, man, this is going to be tough. I better go get in shape. So I went and ran hills that day. Like, this isn't going to be a walk in the park. So prepared myself off the bat.
You had a couple of teams bidding for you. After all that you just explained that you went through, when you signed your name on the line to a contract that gave you the money that you were looking for from all those years, what was that like? What was that moment, that feeling like?
I mean, it was a good feeling because you know that, you know, you're starting to develop a respect throughout the league. Really, I'm about respect. You know, I was excited that a team respects me enough to give me that money to put me in a position where I can be a guy for them and make plays. And, you know, I don't know what it is about me, but I kind of move on to the next thing right away. Like, okay, you got this contract. Now let's make Pro Bowl. Let's do this. Let's do that. So I kind of move on to that. Like, all right, what can I do to get even better now?
You're perfect. A few good minutes, guy, because we just moved from topic to topic. The next is charity. Tell me about Saxonville. What brought that together?
So Saxonville was originally Sac Francisco last year, and I think it sounds a little better as Saxonville. But it's something that I did with a few friends out there, and then I get help from the teammates. And we just make shirts, hats. We have headphones this year, stickers, all kinds of different stuff. And it's just a fun thing for the fans to, you know, a different kind of apparel that's something that we all wear. You know, there's people wearing the hats and the shirts every single day in here. So it's something that we all wear. we all like it. It's something cool for them. And then on top of that, it's not very expensive. I think it's $20 or $25 a shirt. And then on top of that, for every shirt sold, we give sack lunches to kids in the area in need. So it's a great deal. We gave away, I can't even remember how many sack lunches last year. I think we did really well. It was all around great effort by everyone in the San Francisco area. So just wanted to continue that in this area, because I came here and didn't know, you know, if there was the same issues. And I asked them, Derek and some of the other guys, they said, hey, you know, hunger is still a big issue for kids around here. So we wanted to address that.
What's the website? How do people get involved?
Saxonville.org.
Saxonville.org. All right. Next up, adversity. Seems going through a little bit of it right now. Mm-hmm. As a guy who's won pretty much at every level of the career, A, is it difficult for you? And B, how do you take young teammates and guide them through this? Because this is still a fairly young team.
Yeah, it's a very young team. And I would say for me, that's probably the hardest part is just realizing that there's a lot that the guys don't know yet and they're still developing as players. That's probably the hardest part. As far as winning and losing, you know, if we had an awful team and we just got beat up every single week, it's like, okay, this is awful, you know, but we don't have that here. We have guys that can win. We have a team that can win. So to me, you're competing every week just like I was at Grand Valley or San Francisco or Cincinnati. So to me, that part of it isn't really that different. We have a team that can win, and we're in every single game. So, you know, that's the same.
Time for some quick hitting questions. Here we go, Jags. Warm weather or cold? You're from Michigan, but you live in St. Pete.
Yeah, I think I transferred down to the cold. I was freezing up in just Indy last weekend. So
come on,
I'm a warm weather guy now.
Oh, you are
warm weather guy.
Road trip is actually a home trip for you because you live in St. Pete.
Yeah.
Up next, California or Florida?
That's kind of tough. I would say Florida. Just because you can do all the things I love to do. I'm a spear fisherman.
Okay.
I love scuba diving, stuff like that. So for what I like to do, I'd say Florida. But that California weather is nice.
You've played with some really interesting guys. Who's the most interesting teammate you've had in your years?
Most interesting? I mean, I guess probably my favorite guy has just got to be Justin Smith.
The guy that bench presses with 200-pound dumbbells,
I mean,
right?
He's unreal. The guy is so strong. I've never seen anything like it. I don't think I ever will. And he was a great teammate. Showed you exactly how to act as a player. I learned a lot from him. I went in there on my fifth year, but I still learned so much from him. That's part of, you know, a lot of how I play today, just staying even keeled throughout the game and making big plays.
And finally, we mentioned you live in St. Pete. It's a road trip for you this week. What's your favorite NFL road trip? All the places you've been.
Let's see.
Where do you like to play?
Well, I like it. I had a great time in London a couple of years ago, so London was up there for me. I really enjoyed that.
He scored a touchdown in that one, if I remember.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be too... Yeah. You're not going to leave the trip being too mad. He scored a touchdown on defense.
Who'd you play in
that
game?
So, we played Jaguars. And that was definitely fun. You know, I like every trip. We played on... left on Fridays last year. And we got a chance to hang out with their teammates. And especially with a young team, it gets me a chance to get around these young guys and get to know them a little better.
All right, Saxonville.org. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You.
We'll see you next week here in a few good minutes.